Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions.
You probably want to have glowing health and vitality. You probably also want to enjoy a long, happy life. Do you ever get sick or injured and it takes longer to heal than you want? Nearly 50% of Americans have a chronic disease, and 42% of Americans have had a friend or relative suffer from a terminal illness or coma in the past 5 years. Do you ever wonder why your energy might be low and what you could do to pick that up? That's exactly what we're getting into in this episode. At 27 years old, I was already a program manager at Microsoft, and I quit that, and then I became a yoga and fitness teacher, trainer, fitness director, running my own business, teaching 25 to 30 classes all over town each week. I was known as the Energizer Bunny. My guess is you love to have lots of energy. I did too. That was until I started having issues with fatigue, where my body was weighing like a ton of bricks and my speech and my thoughts were slurred, where my hair was falling out. My muscles were turning to fat, and it was hard to do my job. I was concerned I would be out of the job, as you may be in a similar scenario, out of job or out of your favorite hobby. I went to the doctor, as most of us would do. They gave me a diagnosis of an autoimmune disorder called Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism, a handful of supplements, and a high dosage of medication, and then just sent me out the door saying that was it for life. I believed them, and I figured I would do my best with that. I started reading books and information online, and I was seeing all different types of practitioners, even just to study with them, like an Ayurvedic practitioner in India who I worked with one-on-one for 2 months. I was looking at my food, my daily habits. Even though I was this fitness expert, there was still more for me to learn. I would notice when my energy was high and low, what was going on with my emotions, my thoughts, my relationships. I started to meditate. And then the doctor started tapering me off of the medicine. This was like a little miracle to me because they didn't express that that was a possibility in the beginning. And it was a wonderful surprise for all of us to see that happen. And I wanted to share that gift with people, and I started to do so around the world. And you know when your ears open up to something, they tend to open up even more to all of the things around you that relate to that. I started to meet people who had even more dramatic stories than mine, people who were told they're going to die in a few months or a few hours. But I was meeting them years later when they were fully healthy. That's really what inspired a lot of the projects I've been working on with my Healing Happens book and podcast. I put 17 of those interviews in the book, but as you notice in the podcast, I continue to interview many different types of experts to hear their inspiring stories and what we can all do to make these miraculous changes for ourselves. You know, there's over 20 diseases that have been addressed in my book, and even more keep coming up in my podcast. And there's a lot of keys that come out of this, not just about different types of paths and what to do on each path, you know, what supplements to take, what meditation technique to do. But there's also a mindset. There's a way of going about healing so that you can have full bodied success mastery in your mind, in your body, and in your spirit, no matter which path you go on. This month, we're going to have something a little bit special with the podcast. All four episodes are going to be from me, and we're going to dive into the four key takeaways that I've gathered from all of these interviews that I've been doing. My hope with that is to inspire you with the stories of people overcoming seemingly insurmountable challenges, to help you live your purpose, to help you make the most effective decisions for yourself, especially for your health and healing, to help reduce, get rid of, or prevent pain, and to offer easy, do-it-yourself, natural healing techniques so that you can have a joyful and effervescent life. The first of those takeaways is reason to live. It's living your purpose. Tune into and completely focus on your reason to live. Whether it's watching your kids walk down the aisle, experiencing your grandkids growing up, finish watching a soap opera series. That's one of my favorite reasons why somebody healed from a terminal diagnosis. It doesn't matter what your reason is, but focus on it. Do what you love and live life fully. I'm kind of like a scientist, if you recall. I have a mechanical engineering degree, and I used to be a program manager at Microsoft. So I like to think of this also in a scientific way. When the force of your reason to live is stronger than the disease, I believe it wins. I also had a spiritual teacher who used to say, "What good is a healthy body if you are not happy?" The key to understanding healing is to look at exactly what we're healing. Maybe it isn't the body. What we can control more is our spirit. And if we're doing what we love to do, we are going to feel a lot happier, no matter what is going on with our body. This is also why I feel we don't need to focus so much on tons of techniques or know everything. It's very easy for disease to take over and become our life, but we need to remember to include some fun in there. I have this concept that I like to call funcation. Instead of going to a bunch of learning experiences, you could come to a healing retreat where we just enjoy time together. And that brings you the healing experience that you need. This applies in a lot of areas in life. I had a job where I was getting pretty bored. I also realized I was not doing my favorite thing. I was not dancing. I started dancing again, and all of a sudden, I got more excited about my job and more efficient with my time at work. We feel more energetic when we have more willingness. We're going to have more willingness when we have included in our life what we love to do. When you're picking what you're going to do to help yourself heal, this is really important. I have a close relative who has a very serious case of cancer. She was also inspired by all the meditating that I do, and of course heard from the media how wonderful meditation can be for you. She went to her local yoga studio to take a meditation class. And there she is, sitting in meditation with her eyes closed. And she's thinking, "This will get rid of my cancer. This will get rid of my cancer. Cancer, cancer, cancer." What's going through her mind? Not healing, but more thinking of the disease. She was smart. She very quickly realized that she needed to do the things that she loves to do, not just do things because they're going to help get rid of the disease. One of the stories that I love to share, that you may recall from my book or an earlier podcast, is Mamie Jean Lamley. She had two miracles in her life. The first was being told that she could not have kids. Some of you listening may have kids or love being around kids. She absolutely loved being around kids, but was told she could not have them. Her pelvis was tilted. Yet, she figured out how to have three beautiful kids. There she is with the wonderful kids at age 35, doing one of her dream jobs on stage, teaching a class, Think Like a Leader. In the back of the room, her phone was ringing. Her assistant noticed that it was her doctor. And she knew that Mamie's family had a history of cancer. So she figured she should answer the phone. The doctor said, I need to speak to Mamie right away. And her assistant said, well, she's on stage teaching a class. Could it wait till later? The doctor replied, no, I need to speak to her right now. The assistant asked Mamie to send the students on a break. And there she was, on stage, taking the call when she was told that she had advanced cervical cancer. She needed to go to the hospital right away. One of the first things she did was decide cancer does not equal death. She had to undergo multiple surgeries. Each time, she kept thinking that they were going to get it all, and they didn't. And then she had to have another one. You can imagine this was very stressful. And you probably know the experience of stress because it's very rare that any of us have not experienced stress. Another one of her stressors that while she was undergoing treatment, she was actually away from her kids. While the doctors were taking care of her body, she needed something to take care of her spirit. She wanted to be strong for her kids as well. She soon discovered mandala coloring. Mandalas are these beautiful, symmetrical, colorful patterns that are used to draw with chalk on the ground before spiritual ceremonies in India. Not only is it soothing and fun to be drawing, but there's actually a spiritual significance behind these mandalas. It was so fun and nourishing that her friends wanted to do it with her. One day, out of nowhere, she says to her friends, why don't you write a question that you have in your life with your mandala, and I'll do a reading for you. She had never done anything like that before, never knew how strong her intuition could be. She grew up in Hawaii, where using intuition was highly taught to her, but she had no clue she could do readings for other people. There she is, all of a sudden, doing something to just help her feel better while she's undergoing this terrible challenge in her body. And then she discovers a gift that she can offer to other people as well. She healed from the cancer, and today her number one priority is her family. But her second goal, and you have to hear this, her second goal is to empower 5 million women. Isn't that amazing? To potentially go from thinking cancer could equal death to I have the capabilities of empowering 5 million women. The exciting thing about this too is I've been recording all of these techniques that help people have these huge, drastic shifts. And I notice how wonderful they make me feel. So I have been developing a series of online courses at my website, healinghappensforyou.com. So if you want to check them out, healinghappens, F-O-R-Y-O-U.com. I would love to share them with you. And they will help ensure that you do not get blocked from doing the things that you love. There's a lot of processes that we do in the online course to make sure that you are focusing and doing what you love to do For right now, I want to ask you this question. If anything was possible in 6 months, what would you manifest? If you had all the tools, all the brains, the skills, the money, the time to do whatever you wanted, what would you do? What would you make? What would you have in 6 months? One of my spiritual teachers, Swami Kriyananda, shared, there is in each of us a special song to be sung. All too often, people get tired or sick at inopportune times. Nearly 50% of Americans have chronic conditions. They keep us from doing the things we love, working without pain, and spending more time with our friends and family. Medical costs can be high. What if you had the tools in your pocket that you could do on your own to combat physical challenges so that you can keep doing what you love without so much pain and with high energy? When I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism, I had fatigue, debilitating pain in my knees, trouble thinking, speaking, and seeing. The techniques that I practiced helped me control my energy levels, reduce the pain in my body, and be fully functioning and present, as well as having glowing skin. I have taken the research from all the health, healing, and spiritual teachers I have studied with, as well as my own experiences, to develop online do-it-yourself natural healing programs. They create a system to follow with techniques people can do in a minute or two to have greater energy, health, and joy. And the fun part is that we get to do it together. You can read more about them at www.healinghappensforyou.com. For you is F-O-R-Y-O-U because it's for you. Some of the benefits of these programs are to help you establish a mindset that magnetizes more healing and success, to start the most nourishing and healthy diet, to gain insider secrets on how to heal and stay healthy, to get inspired by miraculous stories of overcoming seemingly insurmountable challenges, and to practice simple exercises that produced fast results to shift the way your body operates. You can even learn how to begin an easy meditation practice, and that will help you tune more into your intuitive voice. It's that voice that we want to listen to help determine the right path of health and healing for ourselves. Always keep in mind that we don't ignore what our doctor does, but there's so many other things that we can do to help support the process and help our bodies feel nourished and with more energy. I love what Jingyu Zhang from San Jose said about my programs. Avital gives clear and concise instructions, which make the energization exercises easy to follow. I felt energized right away. My mind is relaxed and ready for the challenge of the day. I will use the exercises regularly. AR shared, I was able to clear negative thoughts and reopen my heart. I feel alive and ready to achieve a better life spiritually and psychologically. It's amazing how much our physical health impacts the rest of ourselves, as well as working on all of those spiritual and mind and emotional elements that can impact our body. CE from Grego, California said, I was given incredible insight into going deeper into self-realization. I was able to gather tools to help me achieve a better understanding of my life path. Avital is an incredibly bright and wise teacher. I love her guided meditation and nutritional guidance. To see how you can put healing back in your pocket, please visit www.healinghappensforyou.com. F-O-R-Y-O-U is the for you. Or if you want to go right to the online courses, then visit www.healinghappensforyou.com/P for Peter/courses. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the journey.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast, assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.